Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk agriculture now. Joining us online is Bruce Reynolds. Good morning, Bruce.
G'day, Neil.
Mate, the ongoing wet weather is now having a substantial impact on agriculture. I think that's all fair to say, and I'm sure everyone would agree. What are you hearing out in the paddocks with regards to cereal crops?
Oh, there's a lot of write-offs and write-downs. As we were discussing last week, along the Lachlan River, huge areas have gone under. But it's not just the Lachlan now. We've seen the Nemoi up in northern New South Wales. Huge areas, massive amounts of water have just inundated large areas. Some of it was harvested, but a lot of it wasn't. And that's leading to major downgrades. And particularly coming up the hill, even crops that are that are starting to ripen, they probably will be downgrading because it's just been so wet. If they're still totally green, well, hopefully those crops, which are probably a little bit later than normal, still may be okay. But the problem is how much more rain we're going to get.
Yeah, you're right. And it's hanging around again now. What are you hearing about canola?
Look, yeah, even canola sprouting. As in, you normally windrow canola so that it doesn't shatter on the head or on the vine, bush. But this year, a lot of people have windrowed, but it's just so wet that the water has got into the seed pods and the canola seeds have started to shoot. And that's a real problem when it comes to marketing because it really limits your options because the oil content plummets. As in, once the canola seed even swelling, or and I've seen examples of where there's little green sprouts coming out of the canola seed. And finding a market for that, as in hopefully there's a stock feed market, but of course because there's going to be so much cereal grain that's also downgraded, that's going to be very difficult to find markets, and there's going to be very heavy price discounts. So what was looking very promising canola wise, it's a huge crop out there, in this state in particular, there'll be a lot of downgrading. Hopefully some will still be harvested in good condition and possibly, again, closer to the orange area that producers may not have windrowed yet. So that hopefully those crops are still, in good condition.
All right. Cherry season, we're into summer now. How are our cherries faring? I believe there's been some issues there with some splitting of the early varieties.
Yeah, look, as in I'm hearing up to total splitting, or, as in just about every cherry has split on some of the early varieties. Other early varieties, because the season's late this year, we're probably about 10 days behind average because of the cool and wet weather. That's the one blessing. So while producers may lose the majority or a percentage of their early varieties, the later ones will hopefully be okay. So, just time will tell when it comes to how much more rain we get. And that's the real risk the next couple of weeks. If it continues to rain, continues to storm and rain, then we're just going to see huge losses in the cherry crop.
It's going to obviously impact on prices. I know they're very popular at the Christmas table.
Yeah, well, as in shortage in supply, and young has also been hit too. Mm. Even though they're a bit later than normal, but this is the main production time for young. So, look, their supply is going to be tight. At the moment, Victoria's crops are okay, and they're a big producer. Also, South Australia produces a lot, and, of course, Tasmania after Christmas is the bulk of their crop and into the new year, into late January. So, you'd expect, as if we continue to see wet weather for the next couple of weeks, that prices will be quite strong because there just won't be the cherries around.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's talk mice quickly. There's been some talk about mouse numbers in recent weeks. What are you hearing?
So at this stage, there's little jumps in some areas, but overall fairly stable. But the big concern is with the amount of grain that's being either left in paddocks or is being shed out of crops as the rain has hit and hail's hit and other weather events have hit, and that's a great food source. So there's the potential that there's going to be a high food source with this wet harvest, and mice numbers might come back up again. Fingers crossed they don't, but it's a watching brief.
Indeed. All right, I'm with Bruce Reynolds talking all things agriculture and the impact this wet weather has been having on our agricultural producers. Mate, as always, I thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Neil.